From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,005th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Don Gibson.
I walk down this old lonely street, and no one seems to want to speak. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me? All the world is full, everything is great, nothing seems the same since you went away. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me? Well, surely happiness can be found, surely there's someone for me. Must I go through life with this hopeless love? Oh, why can't I be set free? All I want is you, all I know is you, but somehow I love just can't be. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me? Must I go through life with this hopeless love? Oh, why can't I be set free? All I want is you, all I know is you, but somehow our love just can't be. Oh, who cares? Yes, who cares for me?
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. And here's my good friend Grant Turner with a list of performers.
Right, Don. Well, first off, we got the Jordanaires and that funny man from East Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
And my good friend Chester Atkins and Miss Dale Woods.
Yeah, Tommy Jackson's here. Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers.
And our special guest, Stonewall Jackson. Stonewall Jackson will be with us in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time we had a song from our great quartet, the Jordanaires. So here they are, the great hit, Gotta Travel On.
I've played around and played around this old town too long. The summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on.
Pop writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home.
Johnny can't come home, no, Johnny can't come home.
Pop writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home,
'cause he's been on the chain gang too long.
High sheriff and police coming after me,
coming after me, yes, coming after me.
High sheriff and police riding after me,
and I feel like I've got to travel on. I've played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on.
Wanna see my honey, wanna see her bad,
wanna see her bad, oh, wanna see her bad.
Wanna see my honey, wanna see her bad.
She's the best gal this poor boy ever had. I played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Travel on, travel on.
Thank you, Jordan is. Thanks so much. You know, that's what I call real singing. But when it comes to singing, our guest tonight doesn't take a back seat for anybody. And the fact that he's got one of his recent records way up there in the top 10 on the popularity charts just proves what I'm saying. Anyway, here he is, and I want you to let him know he's really welcome, Stonewall Jackson. Stonewall, sure is nice to have you with us, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Mighty glad to be here on a PA show with you, Don.
Aside from having that top record out, Stone, I understand you just got back from a big tour through the West.
That is a big bunch of us out there, and we really covered a lot of territory.
Yes, and one of the big songs that kept the audience on the edge of the seats was that one you did for the Columbia people about a fellow who had a big heartache. Here he is, neighbor, Stonewall Jackson, and his song, Misery Known as Heartache.
As I gather up the pieces of my heart, dear, I'm a-wondering if I'll ever love again. Just because I lost my head and fell for you, dear, I'm afraid new love would strike me down again. So don't take my kind of chances while you're searching for the love that you believe is true. For that misery known as heartache may be lurking in his heart to lay about and torture you. Maybe someday you can find the love you've longed for. If you do, then I'll be happy as can be. But I'm still wondering just what you've led me on for. When you made me believe that it was me. Don't be breaking other hearts, dear, while you're searching for the love that you believe is true. For that misery known as heartache may be lurking in his heart to leap out and torture you.
Grant Turner, you're the expert around here on Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and I wonder if you could answer me a question. Now, you always say that special Prince Albert process locks in the natural flavor and goodness of fine tobacco. Now, just what do you mean by that?
Well, Don, over 50 years ago, the Prince Albert folks conducted a series of experiments designed to produce the best-tasting, coolest-smoking cigarette and pipe tobacco in the business. And they discovered just how to do that, and today, that same process, refined and modernized, of course, is still being used. It actually locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco that goes into Prince Albert. It helps PA give smokers the cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke they expect every time. Yes, PA is always fresh. It's crimp cut. It smokes mild and mellow. For more years than you can count, PA has been the favorite of pipe smokers and making men. As a matter of fact, right today, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now here's Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers to cut a few capers to the tune of Porky Dear.
Well, you're going along, thank you, meet your party home. All when you need a greeter with a smile, 12 days out of the door, all right. Well, if you wait a pretty girl home, me, hands up, four, and turn up, and run your phone, and buy yourself. When you call them home, you go to the chicken in the bed, don't pick them out, go. Baby, my lady, you're a full lady, I'm telling you.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson, and thanks to you, Square Dancers. That's just what we needed to get things stirred up around here, Grant.
Hey, Don, but now I want to talk to you for just a minute.
Well, go right ahead, Grant.
Well,
just have your say.
The other day, I was fortunate enough to get my hands on a copy of your new RCA Victor album. And I want to say right now that it's one of the best that I've heard for some time.
Oh, you mean Where No One Stands Alone?
That's it, Don. And may I say honestly that I think it is one of the greatest collections of spiritual songs of the South that I've ever heard.
Well, thank you, Grant. It's made up of 12 songs of the type Southerners from the coast of the Carolinas to the mountains of East Tennessee have been singing for 100 years or so.
Now, since this is hymn time on the show, how about singing one of these songs?
I'll be glad to, Grant, providing the Jordanaires will give me the same kind of backing they did when we made the record.
All right, here he is, neighbors, Don Gibson singing Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face. My hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands. With great riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Take my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands.
Thank you, thank you. You're a wonderful audience. And if you'll give me a chance, I'd like to introduce another performer who worked on that song with me and the Jordanaires. He's a great musician, and here he is, Chet Atkins, playing Galloping on the guitar. Jed. Thanks so very much. Now it's my pleasure to introduce another performer who hails from East Tennessee. The man who said a married man is a person who has two hands on the steering wheel. Archie Campbell, let's give him up.
Thank you, Don, old boy. Glad to see you, buddy. You know, on the way in here, I stopped out here in the street and I noticed this feller down on his hands and knees and had his ear down to the ground. Well, I got a little closer and I saw it was Chester Atkins. I says, well, he's lost his marbles. So I got down on my hands and knees trying to humor him, you know. I got down on my hands and knees and I put my ear to the ground. Well, about 5 minutes, I got tired. I raised up and I looked at Chester. I said, Chester, I can't hear a thing. He said, I know it. It's been like that all day. Another feller standing up against the telephone pole there, and he's kind of wobbled. I think he'd had his Tommy Jackson. And there's a puddle of water right in front of him, and the moon was shining down that water. He looked at that water and looked up at me, and he said, Arch, is that the moon down there? I said, yes, it is. He said, well, how did I get up here? I'm certainly glad to see a lot of pretty women here tonight. I've always leaned toward women, and their husbands keep pushing me back, but... up home is the ugliest women in this world, I reckon. They're so ugly up there, Bill, that by Greenwich, well, 1 year we had a beauty contest and everybody lost. It's dying truth, but I do love these women. But I'll tell you one thing, you can't trust women. You can't trust them, by Greenwich. You can kiss your wife goodbye at the front door in the morning. She'll run straight to the back door and kiss another man good morning.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
I see you've been working both doors.
Archie Campbell.
Are
you the great lover, Archie Campbell?
Well, I don't think I'm such a great lover myself, but what's my opinion against thousands of women? After all.
Listen, Archie.
Yeah?
Was there any chance that you'd been in New York last summer?
Now, if you want some information, I get around. See, I can't remember things like that. I got a little book here that I keep, a little black book.
Wish
if there's anything you want to know, why, I've got it in this book. What was the question?
Well, the question is, was you in New York last summer?
Well, let's see. Now, that comes under places. Let me see. New York. Yes, sir. Right there it is. I was there last summer.
Uh-huh. Well, did you meet a girl there by the name of Ruth?
Let's see. Now, that comes under contacts. See. Yep. Right there she is. Met girl named Ruth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Well, now, did you take Ruth out to a restaurant?
Let's see. Now, that comes under expenses. Yeah, there it is. Took Ruth to eat. 4 hamburgers and a dope.
Uh-huh. Well, now, did you take Ruth home after you left that restaurant?
Take her home after
yes.
left the restaurant. See,
yes.
Now, that comes under promotions. Yep, right there she is. Took Ruth home after eating.
Uh-huh.
Down there in black and white.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you kiss Ruth good night?
How's that?
Did you kiss her good night that night?
Well, now, let me see. That comes under pleasure. Yep, sure did. Got it down right there. Kiss Ruth good night.
Uh-huh. Now, let me tell you something.
Yeah?
I'm Ruth's husband, and I don't like it.
Well, now, let me see. That comes under opinions. Yeah, got it right there. I didn't either, by grace.
Hey, Arch, hold on a minute.
Yeah, what is it, Don?
Did the Prince Albert folks send you some of that good PA smoking tobacco for
Christmas? Oh, Natch, man, Natch. Ain't that the best stuff that you ever crammed in your pipe?
That is one of the most popular presents I ever got. That good PA is always so fresh, and it's crimp cut. So it burns slow, smokes cool and easy.
Yeah, I like PA because it smokes so mild and mellow. And, man, does that special PA process ever lock in all the flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco. Go on, ask me.
Don't need to, Arch, I know. and making men say you just can't beat PA. It rolls so easy, smokes so good. So pipe smoker or making man, for a tasty, cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time, you try Prince Albert, America's Joy Smoke.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now it's guest time once more, and here's Stonewall Jackson singing his hit tune that pushed right up there to the top five on the popularity polls, Life to Go.
I've got a sad, sad story, friend, that I don't like to tell. I had a home and family when they locked me in this cell. I've been in year 18 years, a long, long time I know. But time don't mean a thing to me, 'cause I've got life to go. Well, I went one night where the lights were bright, just to see what I could see. I met up with an old friend who just thought the world of me. Well, he bought me drinks and he took me to every honky-tonk in town. Then words were said and now he's dead. I just had to bring him down. Well, it's been a long, long time now since I've heard from my wife. I know I'd be there with her yet if I hadn't used the knife. Well, I bet that little girl of mine don't realize, no, her daddy's been here 18 years and still got life to go. Well, I'll bet there's not one man outside that spent this long in jail. I'll be here in this prison till my body's just a shell. No, I can't be free to go and see the ones that I love so. I've been in here 18 years. I've still got life to go. Yes, I've still got life to go. Yes, I've still got life to go.
And now here's another of the Grand Ole Opry's featured performers, Miss Dale Wood, with one of her latest records, Sunday Down South.
Dale Wood, All of us here at the Grand Ole Opry, folks, want to say hello to Governor and Mrs. Frank Clement, who are our special guests here tonight. All right, Don, it's about time to sing again. Time's running short now. Before we do go, I know that everybody is real anxious to hear your new record. So, folks, here he is, Don Gibson, and one of his big new RCA Victor records, one he wrote himself, A Stranger to Me.
Oh, I guess I'm a fool. I walk down the street where we once walked together. You pass and you don't even speak. What have I done that's made you so bitter to seem like a stranger? And my feelings should change since you feel like you do. All the dreams we once shared together, our castles are now fantasy. Just to think that I once held you here in my arms, now you seem like a stranger to me. Just to think that I once held you here in my arms, now you seem like a stranger.
That's it for tonight, folks. We got to cut out of here. But before we go, I just want to say that it was great having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Porter Wagner will be in charge, and he'll have as his guest Jim Reeves. Till then, this is Don Gibson saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste a real cigarette, have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So have a Camel, have a real smoke. So rich in flavor, mild all the way. No wonder it's the number one smoke in the USA.
The latest cigarette figures are in, and Camel wins again. For the 10th straight year, Camel outsells every other cigarette, every filter, king size, and regular. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for flavor and mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.